Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Thelma Ando, in memory of Dr. Richard Ando. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you all to this White Way radio program. This is the last Saturday of the month of October. I hope you're staying safe and well during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'd like to share a story this morning, which was shared by Mr. Soichi Noguchi. Mr. Soichi Noguchi, a famous astronaut who stayed at the ISS, International Space Station, for a long period of time, explained why humans want to go into space. To explain that, he used one metaphor. Imagine that there is nothing but a straight line in this world, and a group of ants is walking from this side to the other side. They can only move forward or move back on the line. They are called single-dimensional ants or 1D ants. Suddenly, a large stone blocked the line, and the group of the 1D ants was stuck. They were unable to move forward. They became very upset. For them, this is like the end of the world. Then, some of the ants in that group thought maybe they could go around the stone from left or right. They stepped out of the line and moved left or right. Then they discovered a new direction to move forward. They are called two-dimensional ants, or 2D ants. They stepped out of the straight line, the 1D world, went left or right, walked around the stone, and found another path on the other side of the stone. 2D ants overcame the challenge by seeing the world from a two-dimensional point of view. Now they proceeded, and then, after a while, they now encountered a huge wall. The wall is so wide, and it seems like there is no way that the ants can walk around the wall like last time. Again, they were stuck and upset. Then some of them began to climb that wall. The 2D ant said, "Hey, that's too dangerous. Don't do it." But those courageous ants, now we call them three-dimensional ants or 3D ants, thought maybe we can move not only forward, backward, right or left, but also we can move up and down. The 3D ants challenged the wall. They succeeded, and they were able to see beautiful scenery on the other side of the wall. Through this metaphor, the astronaut Mr. Soichi Noguchi talked about the importance of seeing things from different perspectives. Compared to the 1D ants or 2D ants, the 3D ants had a broader perspective to see their surroundings. And thanks to that perspective, they could overcome their challenges and they could enjoy the other side of the wall. Mr. Noguchi said that the reason why humans venture into space is not simply to go to a distant planet, but by doing so, we may be able to discover another perspective to see the Earth. We may be able to find another solution to solve the problems that we are facing on the Earth, such as climate change or conflicts between countries. This story teaches us the importance of cultivating a wider perspective. You may laugh about their limitations, but I think we are like 1D ants or 2D ants. Usually, we don't think that our perspectives are limited. We think that our perspective is always right. We divide things such as good or bad, high or low, rich or poor, health or sick, young or old, right or wrong, my life or your life, friend or enemy, and so on. We judge people or divide things based on a limited perspective. Buddhism teaches us that such a self-centered and judgmental perspective of ours is the cause of suffering, which we experience in our lives. Like these ants, we encounter many challenges or obstacles in life. Sometimes we feel this is the dead end. But if we can cultivate a new perspective, a wider perspective, maybe we can overcome those challenges. Maybe we can discover a new, brighter, and beautiful new world which we had never seen or experienced before. Unfortunately, most of us are not able to go into space. But fortunately, we have Buddhism. For me, Buddhism is like going into space and seeing myself from a different perspective. Then we will discover something new about our own lives. Buddha's perspective, Buddha's teaching helps us to find solutions to the challenges or obstacles that we are facing. For example, Buddhism talks about impermanence. Impermanence means that things will change and nothing stays the same. It teaches me not to take things for granted, but to enjoy every moment, to appreciate every encounter, and to fully live this unrepeatable life. Buddhism also talks about interdependence. Interdependence means that my life, your life, and the lives of all the things in this world are interconnected and interrelated. It means that each and every one of us is the irreplaceable and indispensable part of the universe. No life is wasted. It teaches the preciousness of all lives. I am reminded to think, to speak, and act with compassion and understanding, because what I do affects the lives of others. Also, as Jodo Shinshu Buddhists, we are nurtured to place our hands together in gassho and recite the Onenbutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu is the compassionate voice from the Buddha, embracing us firmly and affirming us just as we are. It warmly pushes my back by saying, you're fine just as you are. You're beautiful just as you are. In the Onenbutsu, my heart of uncertainty and loneliness is turned into a heart of joy and gratitude. Buddha's wisdom and compassion provides us with new perspectives. As we learn more about Buddhism, those teachings naturally become part of our lives. We can find clarity and meaning in our lives. And this new discovery opens a new world right in front of us, and a new me will step forward. So I'd like to invite you to live a life of Onenbutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much for your attention. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.muililihongkanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 31st, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Karen Murakami. Remember, it is also a Halloween dress-up Zoom service, so put on your costumes and join us. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Thelma Ando, and our speaker, Reverend Umitani of Muili'ili Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Alan Urasaki, Supervising Chaplain at the Federal Detention Center. Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida Butsu.